Home sales registered on the MLS in Metro Vancouver for the month of March were the lowest going back to 2019 for the same month, while active listings continue to their upward trend. The Greater Vancouver Realtors, GVR, reports that residential sales in the region totaled 2,091 in March 2025, a 13.4% decrease from the 2,415 sales recorded in March 2024. This was 36.8% below the 10-year seasonal average, 3,308. If we can set aside the political and economic uncertainty tied to the new U.S. administration for a moment, buyers in Metro Vancouver haven't seen market conditions this favorable in years, said Andrew Lee, GVR's Director of Economics and Data Analytics. Prices have eased from recent highs, mortgage rates are among the lowest we've seen in years, and there are more active listings on the MLS than we've seen in almost a decade. Sellers appear ready to engage, but so far, buyers have not shown up in the numbers we typically see at this time of year. There were 6,455 detached, attached and apartment properties newly listed for sale on the multiple listing service in Metro Vancouver in March 2025. This represents a 29% increase compared to the 5,002 properties listed in March 2024. This was 15.8% above the 10-year seasonal average, 5,572. The total number of properties currently listed for sale on the MLS system in Metro Vancouver is 14,546, a 37.9% increase compared to March 2024, 10,552. This is 44.9% above the 10-year seasonal average, 10,038. Across all detached, attached and apartment property types, the sales to active listings ratio for March 2025 is 14.9%. By property type, the ratio is 10.3% for detached homes, 21.5% for attached, and 16.2% for apartments. Analysis of the historical data suggests downward pressure on home prices occurs when the ratio dips below 12% for a sustained period, while home prices often experience upward pressure when it surpasses 20% over several months. The current market bears resemblance to early 2023, where price trends were generally flat, and sales started the year off slowly before gaining momentum in the spring and summer months, Lee said. While market conditions overall remain balanced, it's worth noting that the attached segment continues teetering on the threshold of a seller's market as a result of a chronic undersupply, with only about 2,200 active listings available for prospective buyers throughout the entire region. The MLS Home Price Index composite benchmark price for all residential properties in Metro Vancouver is currently $1,190,900. This represents a 0.6% decrease over March 2024 and a 0.5% increase compared to February 2025. Sales of detached homes in March 2025 reached 527, a 24.1% decrease from the 694 detached sales recorded in March 2024. The benchmark price for a detached home is $2,034,400. This represents a 0.8% increase from March 2024 and a 0.4% increase compared to February 2025. Sales of apartment homes reached 1,084 in March 2025, a 10.2% decrease compared to the 1,207 sales in March 2024. The benchmark price of an apartment home is $767,300. This represents a 0.9% decrease from March 2024 and a 1% increase compared to February 2025. Attached home sales in March 2025 totaled 472, a 4.6% decrease compared to the 495 sales in March 2024. The benchmark price of a townhouse is $1,113,100. This represents a 0.8% decrease from March 2024 and a 0.2% increase compared to February 2025.